Brilliance Audio.
Nothing But Ink, a Montgomery Inc. Fort Collins novella by Carrie Ann Ryan. Performed by Teddy Hamilton and Jacob Morgan.
I loved my bar, but sometimes I hated it. My bartender for the night had called in a head cold that wouldn't go away. As I wasn't in the mood to help spread any germs or illnesses through anyone who entered the place, I was fine with them needing the night off. I just knew that meant I would have to work the late shift tonight. That was unless Rosie, my backup, actually made it in. She was trying to find childcare for the night to get in a few more hours. She'd recently been made a widow, having lost her husband in a car accident 2 months ago. I had done my best to ensure that she got as many hours as she could, and I'd even found her other childcare through some contacts I had, only it didn't always work out, especially at the last minute. There was only so much that any of us could do for one another, and I would never begrudge my staff for having to take off for being sick or for their kids. It all made complete sense to me. Yet all I wanted was a night off, like I'd planned, and I didn't think I would get it. That was fine. I loved Riggs. I was the asshole who had jokingly named the place after myself because my grandma had liked it when we'd mentioned it in passing years before I even had the place. It had been a placeholder while we thought of other names. Then I had run out of time to change it, so now people drank at Riggs, ate the damn good wings, and enjoyed themselves at one of the most popular bars in Fort Collins, Colorado. However, I just wanted a freaking night off. We have two keystones on tap, a honey lager, and an extra dry martini. I raised a brow. That's a mix. I replied with a laugh as Kai, one of my servers, shook his head, putting the order in the system. When I was behind the bar and able, Kai liked to call out the drinks ahead of time, but we still keyed everything in since there was no way I could keep up. At least, not tonight. They're an interesting crew. I think it's a double date or a first date. I'm not sure, but the two guys over there ordered the keystones. What a waste of beer, I grumbled. Kai snorted. Unless you're playing beer pong. I mean, Keystone Light is the beer pong beer of the nation. Or at least of Fort Collins, I muttered, pulling the taps as I worked to make the extra dry martini. We had happy hour specials on well for the night, which meant I would make a decent martini, but still, it wouldn't be as good as it would be with top shelf liquor.
Do you have time to make a frozen daiquiri with extra whipped cream?
Trudy asked as she came forward, her notepad in hand. I held back an unprofessional groan. Seriously?
And light on the rum? I'm pretty sure they just want a bowl of whipped cream, but they didn't want to ask for that.
Trudy added with a laugh as she keyed in the order. I went to work blending some ice and then made the next set of orders. Considering it was a weeknight, I was glad for the busy times. It meant that I would remain in the black this month and wouldn't go into massive debt with this bar. I still couldn't believe I owned it. It was all mine. I could pay my bills, and sometimes I even got days off. It was shocking. I had gone through hell to get this place, to have it be mine where no one else could touch it. When I had first built the bar, I would have given it all back to have my life before everything changed. Now that I had been immersed in it for long enough to know the place and what it meant to me, I figured that, no, I wouldn't trade these past couple of years owning Riggs to go back to a life that had almost broken me. I sighed, pushing those thoughts out of my mind as I made up the next drinks. Rosie walked in from the back as soon as I finished the whipped cream concoction, and I cursed under my breath. Seriously? You show up after I'm done making the damn daiquiri? I grunted, a small smile threatening to play on my lips. She grinned.
You know I plan it like that. That way you get to make them and I don't have to.
Sorry, babe. I have an order for 4 strawberry daiquiris? Kai replied, tapping his black notebook. Our sexy bartender over here made them look so good, the new table wants them now. I groaned as Trudy took the finished strawberry daiquiri away and looked over at the 4 women at the table next to Trudy's, who all waved at me, flirting as they looked over. Looks like Riggs has a new fan club, Kai teased.
We all know that nothing's going to happen there since they're not a certain person,